So we've been going through a lot of the classic Sfarim in the world of Halakha, and we spoke a couple weeks ago about the Tor and the Beis Yosef. So the other, I guess, major commentary on the Tor is the Bach. The Bach of Yoel Sirkis is one of the very classic and standard poskim that you find. He wrote a lot of different Sfarim. Many of us are familiar with him, probably even from a younger age, based on his Hagos and Girsa issues that he brings up in terms of the Gemara. Spent a lot of time making sure that the text that we have in the Gemara is a text that is most accurate. Wrote a bunch of other Sfarim as well. They published some years ago the Bach's Chidushim on Shas. He has Tshuvas HaBach, but most certainly the most famous Sefer he has is the Sefer Bach, which is written on the Torah. The Bach, interestingly enough, in the world of... He's a classic halachist, more or less, although he does at times explain things based on ideas in Torah HaKabbalah. The Hasidim had a particular respect for him. There's a very well-known comment of the Baal Shem that one of the very famous shittas of the Bach is the Bach was mekel, at least in Chutz La'aretz, for people to eat chadash, the new grain, that permitting that in many ways is based in the Bach. And the Baal Shem said once that he was once asked, Sha'ol b'chalomo al-chaz b'zman hazeh eichadin. He once asked in a dream, what's the halach? It's about Torah, Parshas Emor. He was asked in a dream, what's the halach with chadash nowadays? So he said, they told him that when the Bach passed away, the fires of Gehenim were cooled down for 40 days because of the kavod of the Bach. He was so elevated in that particular way. And in the morning, the Baal Shem woke up and he said, okay, someone passed me some beer from Chadash. I guess it was a drink early in the morning. And he had some and he said that it's mutter, they list mochalav, the sheet of the Bach, that has a certain kind of an approach. The Bach is has that. There are other maises of him in the Megala Amukos, one of the great Mekubalim. A lot of intriguing stories that take place. And that is a sefer of the Bach. What makes the Bach different than the Beis Yosef? So the Bach was written after the Beis Yosef was already written. He's the father-in-law of the Taz. The Bach does a couple things Beis Yosef does a little bit less of, and he writes this in his Hakdama. His Hakdama points out that the Beis Yosef, as we quoted last week, Beis Yosef gives like an overview of the entire sugya with Gemaras and lots of different Rishonim, and in many ways not really a sefer on the Torah per se. It's really a sefer on trying to collect everything about Torah. And we said last week, as Beis Yosef himself was debating, do I put this on the Rambam, do I put it on the Torah, it was like the sefer existed. Only question, what does he sort of like put it on? The Bach points out that because of this, one of the fallouts is that sometimes the Lashon of the Torah itself is not really explored the same way in the Beis Yosef as it is in the Bach. And in many ways, and he writes this, this with the shiurim that he was giving on the Torah, and in many ways he thought it would be valuable if he would publish his chidushim in order to be able to explain the Torah as best possible. He says, the Rav Yosef Kairo Sefer is unbelievable, but because he's so great, because he's so wonderful, Yosef, it was like so obvious and so easy to explain what the Torah meant, he didn't have to explain it, but for people like us, it becomes very, very important for us to be able to explain. So I'm writing down what exactly I was able to learn. So I try to do so based on a very close read of Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and other Mefarshim. We know he had that close read. That was part of what motivated him in terms of the Girsa issues, was that every word is incredibly important. He wanted to make sure that every word was going to be measured and was going to be great. His son writes in the Hakdama, the Sefer was published largely in his lifetime. I think Or Chaim was the last line published after he passed away. But the Sefer was largely published in his... In his lifetime, and his son describes in his Hakdama just his father's commitment to Talmud Torah, how much time both he did not sleep, but also how his father was committed that whenever he was going to be learning, he was always writing down the chidushim that he had, that everything he had, he was encouraged to write that down. He does take a couple knocks at some of the Derech HaLimud, as many people do. When they write a sefer, it's often they're writing a sefer because they believe that they're writing something because what other things are not written, and that certain things are written that are more problematic. So let's say the tshuvas, he definitely knocked the phenomenon that many, like you're not an achron in that era if you didn't knock the phenomenon of people posking just out of Shulchan Aruch without knowing all of the background, and that's the goal of it. Lots of people do that. And the Bach, however, writes that he's trying to write this La Suke Shemaisa Liv de Hilchasa Kanova Al Makomo. He wants to make sure people are clear about Psach, because of that reason, he doesn't only explain the Torah. He relates the Psach in Shulchan Aruch, he relates the Ramah, he relates the Lavush. he does spend time trying to really clarify what the halakha is going to be. And he says, Lo kedari haktsinim v'ktzei hamachaneh, not like those who live, you know, out in the at the extremes. Laharos umnus pulpulam kemigdal haporeach ba'avir bein shemayim uben aretz. People that are constructing. What he's responding to is not for now, though it's interesting. A certain kind of Talmud Torah of pilpul, which are these like incredible like palaces that you're building in the middle of the air. And all they're really doing is l'tahir es asheres. The Talmud language of Tameh is actually really mutter, and that they're not really accurate, and that they're not as focused, and not as shot oriented, and not as clear. And in that sense, says the Bach, you know, he's writing the sefer to clarify what exactly the pshat actually is. About tufim berav l'shmo advar Hashem zohalach. He wants to write it for those that are looking to understand things as well as possible. Based on all of that, he does write in a certain time. He had a little bit of a complex relationship, I would say. He wrote with the Drisha and the Sma, those farim that were published on the Torah Shulchan Aruch. So that he had the Chidavim writes had tochachas ahava, out of a sense of love. He would rebuke them. He did not exactly like those farim the same way. He even wrote a kuntras acharon trying to respond to some of the things that they wrote. He was very much involved in what exactly was going on. He comes from the world of the Marshal and others like that, from generations following the Ramah. He's rough in Krakow. Again, a fascinating figure. Again, there are some intriguing stories. You know, I don't know if you're into these kinds of things. They say in Maisa, this is quoted in the Maisa in the Sefer called Otros Habach. They say in Maisa over, again, you'll take it or leave it, but when the Bach published his sefer, so in the same place, thing in Krakow, it was in Krakow, the Megala Amukos, who was this great Mekubal, was there also. The Bach sent it to the printer to print it. The Megala Amukos said to the printer, "Don't print it at all. Don't print it to delay the printing of the Bach." So the Bach thought, okay, maybe something's going on here. So he asked Megala Amukos for haskama to the sefer, figuring that way, you know, it'll all be good. He asked Megala Amukos for haskama to the sefer. He asked him for haskama. The Megala Amukos won't give him a haskama. Finally, the Bach feels very bad, at which point in time, the Megala Amukos' son apparently gets ill. The Megala Amukos says, apparently it's because I was offending the Bach. So the Bach have a conversation. The Bach says, I don't understand. How come what's wrong with my sefer, that you're not willing to print my sefer? So the Megala Amukos says, there's nothing wrong with your sefer. The problem is that I heard, again, this is the world of Kabbalah, I heard up in Shamayim that whenever your sefer is going to finally be published, like that's what you're in this world on some level to do. And once you've accomplished that you're going to leave this world. You're going to pass away once you actually publish your sefer. So Bach apparently responded, channeling the Gemara and Brachos. That's not our cheshbonos. Our cheshbonos is to do what exactly is right. Nafshi yarda le'olam tilechaber hotia sefer. Takam, my neshama is here to bring in the sefer. They'll publish the sefer, and we'll do that. Apparently, the way the Maisa goes, sefer is published, and the Bach gets really sick. And the Bach is very, very sick, and eventually would pass away from that. There's a bit of a Maisa. He was so sick, he was unable to even pass in Shailas. So he would say, ask the Dayanim, can they at least debate and meet in my house, so at least I can have some connection, some kind of a connection. And there was one case where there was a machlokes, someone owed him money, is a star puzzle or star kosher. The Bach said, no, let me come. The Bach said, no, for sure the star is puzzle. And he said, then it's kosher the star. He said, I'm telling you it's a forgery, I'm telling you it's a puzzle star. So the Bach said to the guy, admit that it's puzzle. And he said, I won't admit it's puzzle, it's not puzzle. So the Bach said, maybe he's embarrassed, he said, everyone to leave the room. He said, admit to me at least that it's puzzle. The guy said, I'm not going to admit it. So the Bach said, If you'll admit it, I'll give you half of my own hava. And the guy started breakdown and crying, and he said, Taka, it was a four star. And then apparently Bach passed away. So you do that one with that story. It's not really a feel-good one. I'm not sure what the lesson of that story per se is. I'm not sure what exactly the inspirational points are, other than the fact that the Bach and Megala Amukos have these interactions and that they're fascinating. But the Bach is a really, really important sefer to be aware of as far as how he explains the Torah, how he explains Shulchan Aruch. It's a very important sefer in halacha, not only because it's on the Beis Yosef, but when he tells us about the world of halacha more generally, that is the sefer of the Bach.